though there is a need for a political decision to ensure the sustainable peace in South Sudan, the political elites and parties to the agreement should not continuously exploit the resilience of the people of South Sudan. They should stick to their promises. As a church, we urge all stakeholders to prioritize peace, healing, and reconciliation, and ensure that the affected people in the flooded areas, refugees, IDPs, are assisted, including redeeming the current dire economic crisis and paying civil servants and organized forces timely.